Ready in 5, 4, 3, 2.
Where my mom's at? Where my mom's wearing thongs, hitting bongs at? Raising kids, cleaning shits, need a long nap. Where my mom's at?
Where my mom's at podcast with Christina P.
So much good stuff for you today. Let me plug some dates, you guys. I am touring very limited now in the next coming year, 2024. I'm doing the Neptune Theater in Seattle. That one's literally got like 10 tickets left on it, February 17th. The next day, Palace of Fine Arts in San Francisco, March 23rd. The Gramercy in Jew Dork Titties. This is where I filmed my second special. This is Mom Jeans, so come see me do a whole new hour there. And then Ridgefield Playhouse in Ridgefield, Connecticut, March 24th. Buy my lipstick. I've got new colors coming very soon. This will be one of them. La, 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 big announcement. This is my everyday color because like I just wanted to grow this brand out. And I'm in love with these, and I'll be slowly releasing.
Call from Mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
But with me today, I'm fucking, you know me, I love TikTok. I think TikTok is just the future of the world. And with me is Maddie Goetz, who is the fucking best.
Hello, everybody.
I love you. I feel like you're the daughter I should have had.
Stop.
You're
That's
my
like
daughter.
An honor. You're my mama.
Oh, I love it. So you're from Chicago.
Yeah, Chicago.
So for those of you who don't know, let's play one of her TikToks because I discovered you. Mm-hmm. You're so wild. You're like, today I'm going to eat the world's biggest grilled cheese sandwich. I'm going to dip it in pudding, and then I'm going to wrap it in barbecue sauce like a burrito. Watch me eat it. And I'm like, this chick is out of her fucking mind.
Yeah, it's a little crazy. It's real. It's all real. Nothing's not real. Everything's real.
So let's play one of her talks so you guys can become familiar. Oh, yeah, put on your headphones for this one, baby. So you guys know what I'm talking about because...
Where do we see?
PSA, if you're not pouring your entire bag of chips onto your Jimmy John sandwich or any sub.
You're a maniac, Maddie.
Your mom's a hoe.
You're a fucking animal. Yeah. What are you? Who are you? How are you like this?
I don't know. I have two older brothers that are pretty insane. Like, just, I never had the easy, like, sister life growing up. Yeah. I had, like, two, like, big brothers that were always just like shitting on me, messing with me, everything. So I came a little harder, you know?
Yes.
But the food thing, I'm just a foodie through and through.
Yeah.
Like I love food.
Yeah.
So much.
Yeah.
Yeah. And
So you were a foodie, but you like, then how do you come up with these concoctions? Because you come up with the most creative things. Yeah.
So growing up, I just wanted the best out of my meals. Like every meal to me is like the best thing ever. So I had to figure out the way to make it the best thing. So I would like pick apart my bread, add chips, and people would always be like, why are you such a freak? Like, what are you doing? That's so gross. And I'd be like, stop. And then finally when I filmed it and put it on TikTok, people are like, oh my God, she's nuts. Or I do that too, or whatever it is.
You're both. Yeah, because I like this idea that every meal should be awesome.
Yes.
I agree with you because when I have a shitty meal, I'll be like, I want a do-over.
Yeah,
like,
day ruiner.
Yeah, I'm so fucking mad that I ate it that I really wish I had bulimia so I could vomit and then start over again.
Yeah.
It's so upsetting.
No, it makes you want to cry.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But what I love more about you than the food videos is just who you are because I find that in a generation that's all about like being hot and like showing your pussy to get likes. You're just like this rad girl and you have a personality and you're like a whole person. And I think it took the abuse of your brothers.
Yeah, I think it took that too. No, I literally attributed all to that.
Yeah.
Like the insanity that I witnessed growing up in the house.
Yeah.
That I'm just like, I don't give a fuck.
Yeah.
Because nothing's worse than someone who takes themselves so seriously.
I agree.
Like, that is genuinely just, like, the worst attribute. Like, you got to just be like, what the fuck?
Who cares? Yeah. Because you're going to die anyway, and exactly. No one gives a fuck about it anyway. Yeah, because you remind me so much of girls I grew up going, because I went to an all-girls high school.
Wow.
And without the influence of the male gaze or whatever, you're just a wild dog. You can just be free.
Yeah.
I'm pretty
pretty crazy.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's like, it's not even weird to me though until I see the reaction of others.
Yeah.
Like I'm walking with my boyfriend's dad and brother the other day and I just let out like a massive belch and they're both just like looking at each other. I'm like, what? They're just like, what was that? Like, that was disgusting. We're in public. I'm like, oh my God, didn't even realize it came out of my mouth. I was just second nature. I'm like a burp. Come on,
you fucking pussies.
Yeah,
you crybabies. Yeah. Plus, you're hot. I think that helps, right, guys? That she's attractive. She can pretty much fart and burp anywhere. But you don't lean into your looks. Like, it's not the first thing that you present with. And I think that's so, like, it's such a novelty in, like I said, Gen Z, where everybody's showing their pussies online.
Yeah.
Hey, can we see another talk? Let's see another one of her eating. Because I watch her all day and I'm always amused. And I'm like, you better enjoy this shit now in your 20s.
Trying the crumble cookies of the week. Okay, guys, this one's the one I'm most excited about. I've never seen a crumble like this. I don't know, maybe there were in the past, but it's waffle. And they give you a sorry.
It's okay.
Okay, so you pour it on. Oh, I don't know what this middle cream part is. Guys, look at that. Oh my. Guys, that's a legit 10 out of 10. That was the best thing I've ever laid my mouth on. Next up, fried ice cream. I'm an ice cream ho.
Oh shit. Where are you? Is that in Chicago? That's in a park.
Yeah, it's in a park in Chicago by the lake.
Oh my God, that's fucking amazing. That's cornflakes on the top. Literal 9.8 out of 10. Guys, I'd never rate
Why
this
just
high.
The point is?
Red Velvet cupcake.
I can't give it a 10 unless it's like a true.
Oh,
frosting has a twang. I'm going 8.8. Chocolate cookies and cream.
So the best part of this, by the way,
my ratings literally seem phony, but 9.8.
You're eating a dozen of these crazy cookies, and you're filming yourself in a park.
Yeah.
Does nobody see you or?
Oh, people look. People stare. People stare. It's a hard adjustment for people around me. Like if I'm out to dinner with some of my friends or whatever, and I'm just like, "Yeah, guys, you gotta." I'm like, they're like, "No, no." I'm like, "Put the flash on. Put the flash on. We need the video to be good." So we're in like a tiny little restaurant. Flashes on. I'm like, can you also throw a fry at my face mid-video so it like gives a little.
You really don't care. How are you this fearless?
I don't know what it is. I mean, maybe sometimes I do care. I'm trying to think. Like, it's not all the time.
No. You can't be like that all the time.
I mean, maybe.
Does anything embarrass you? What would embarrass you?
Like, I'm really trying to rack my brain.
Seriously.
What would embarrass me? Like, maybe if I was like, no, I don't know. Like, if, like, my titty fell out on this right now or something. Like, if it just, like, came out outside my shirt.
And
or
that's
something.
It.
Like something like that where it's like, you're not like, yeah, but.
So, wait, you're lucky that you don't have a weight problem.
Yeah. Yeah, I get that all the time.
You have a good metabolism.
I have a, that's, yeah.
Yeah, enjoy this shit metabolism. In your 20s, because when you're my age, you're not going to be eating a box of these at all.
Yeah, that's what all the comments are.
Oh,
but like,
really?
For that video, for example, I didn't eat every cookie.
No, you just took a nibble.
Like a little nibble.
Yeah.
Yeah, a little nibble on all the cookies.
What's the grossest combo that you enjoy secretly? Like, what's the Maddie Getz? The there's no TikTok involved. You're Ooh. Just it's your grow. It's a girl meal. Is what's her name? Elizabeth.
Oh, yeah.
What's her name? Elizabeth Frankel. What's her name? She's one of the housewives. Yeah, she does her girl dinners on TikTok.
Yeah. Something that I do love is
Bethany
like,
Frankel. Sorry.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. What's your grossest alone?
One that I love to chow on? I can't remember if I've put this on social media, but. Baked beans, like your grocery store can of baked beans with Cheez-Its like sprinkled up on top. Like that's like my ideal dinner. I genuinely can't think of anything
that's
better than that.
So gross.
It's so good.
But I can
it's
see why.
It's so good.
Because it's cheesy and it's salty on top of the sweetness of the baked beans.
Mm-hmm. You need the crunch. You always need the crunch.
I can't wait to see you when you're 50 and you're morbidly obese. Yeah. And you're like,
just like laid on the couch like, give me my cookies.
Today's episode.
Yeah.
So people, the comments mostly are like, you're lucky you have a high metabolism, you should be super fat. Like, what do people say to you?
Instagram, I don't know if you've noticed this posting. Like, I feel like my Instagram haters are like no other. Like, no other platform will destroy my life like Instagram.
You. Yeah,
like it's genuinely insane.
Yeah,
but it'll be like, see that double chin? The food's definitely kicking in, or just like, but it's like it's hilarious. Like it's, I don't think it's offensive
at
all.
Yeah, yeah.
Like I've never really been affected by the comments because it's just like really funny.
Yeah, it's so silly.
But I'll get a DM like, don't eat it like that. Like, you freak. I hate you. I hope you die. Like, people, no, I know. But like, it's about eating like Cheez-Its and baked beans.
Yeah.
I'm like, okay. Made him mad.
But mental, it's like, problems.
It's funny. Most of the comments are like, either that's hilarious, like you're so funny, or like, I do that too. Like, yeah. I thought I was the only one that ate my sandwich with chips in it, or whatever it is. Like, a lot of people actually relate to the crazy.
Oh, I relate to you so much, because I think even last night we came back from trick-or-treating. This is filmed in the past. Sorry, guys. Time travel. And like, I like to take English muffins and then put disgusting spray butter on them.
Wow.
I like the taste of cheap, nasty spray butter. And then I'll smear like some cream cheese on that. I like to throw together whatever is in the, oh, here's the grossest thing I do. Sometimes I want pizza, but I don't want all the calories. And I learned this when I was on Weight Watchers. You take a tortilla and you just put like pasta sauce on it and then cheese. And then you can like put it in a, it's depressing. I didn't say it was interesting, but at least that, you know, and then you pretend like you're eating pizza.
Yeah. No, my mom is like super healthy and she's like a tortilla whore. Like, she literally eats every single thing we eat. It'll be like, I'm doing mine on a tortilla. I have my low carb tortilla here.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, maybe that's what you'll be doing in your 40s, is like the low carb options, how to be gross with your low carb.
Yeah, exactly.
So you've brothers and you guys started a podcast.
Yeah.
Oh, cool. So what is it about?
It's basically just like us shooting the shit. Like, if you think I don't give a fuck, like, my brother is literally the most insane human on earth. Like, he doesn't give, like, he will do anything, say anything. Like,
oh, I love that.
He's just wild.
Now, how are you guys like this? Are your parents like super cool? Did they raise you to be fearless?
Yeah, my parents are pretty cool. They're like, yeah, they're so cool. I mean, they're the best, but they're just like very chill. Like, we never really had a lot of rules in the house.
Gotcha.
But I think that that's amazing, because now we're all like best friends. We hang out with our parents like every week. We all live in Chicago. Because my oldest brother came out like a madman, and he got suspended from all his schools.
Fuck.
Did crazy, crazy shit. Like, in our podcast, he just told a story about like how he shit on the ground and rubbed it on our neighbor's car. He's like, my neighbors were in a fight and they were screaming at each other, so I just took a big shit on the ground and then I rubbed it on the, like, things like that that we've never even heard. He's like, yeah, I didn't tell you guys that story. We're like, what the hell?
Wild.
Yeah. So after they like tried to tame him and it wasn't successful.
Yes.
They took a more lenient approach, and then we were all just like chill. And then my brother like became normal, and it was just great.
Wait, so yeah, that's really interesting. Yeah. So they chilled out on him and then he became more normal.
Exactly.
So he was like rubbing up against the rules, maybe, like,
yeah, he had like a
defiant.
Yeah, he like couldn't listen to like teachers, parents, anything like that.
Whoa.
You know, and then when they like, he took a step back, he like was like, hey, I love you guys. We're like, what, who are you?
So when that was removed, that there's nothing to rub up against. Exactly. And now he's like chilled out.
Yeah.
That's really interesting, because I sometimes with kids, they just want you to pay attention to them. It's not even about the rule. It's just like, pay attention to me so that I don't fucking lose my mind.
Yeah.
Maybe he just needed the calmness and not being yelled at.
Yeah.
All the time.
Totally. And I think he went to college too and like realized like, damn, maybe my life was pretty normal and I was just like, wild, like seeing all these other people from different places and being like, oh, wait, everyone was just like trying to chill and I was just like
being a dick.
Exactly.
Trying to ruin people's lives.
Yeah.
So that's one. And then what's your other brother like?
Other brother is just the chillest, like very shy. But he's hilarious, but he's witty. Like, my other brother and I are like, fuck,
your
shit.
Bros,
diarrhea, screaming, like stupid shit.
Yeah.
And he's like very quiet. Like, when he does make a comment, it's like hilarious. And it's like, it'll make you think.
He picks his moment.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah.
He's like, it's funny because no one that knows us three would think I'm funny or crazy. But he's like, my coworkers are like, you're the funniest guy ever. I'm like, you should see me around my siblings. I'm like, chill, which is hilarious. But yeah. So I'm like a mix of the two. I'm like a little less insane than the oldest one, but more like him for sure than the middle one.
That's so cool. I do think there is something to being influenced by boys, like, because I'm in a real male dominant field, and like Jessica Curson was in here last week, and I was like, oh, did you do the clubs here in Austin? And she's like, yeah, but it's all dudes. And I'm like, well, yeah, you're in comedy. Yeah. What the fuck? You don't remember? Yeah. It's all dudes here. But I've always learned from them over the years.
Totally.
Because there is something lovely to men, that the not giving a fuckness.
Yes.
There's this great saying I always think about, is that boys have hobbies and girls have their boyfriends. And that's always struck me as so true. Mm-hmm. Like in high school, especially, like, like there's skateboarders and then there's the girls that would just go watch the skateboarders. And I remember like really early in life being like, that dynamic fucking sucks.
Yes.
Like, I want to be the one skateboard or doing the thing.
Yeah.
Not just being an admirer.
It's always pissed me off. Like that type of energy of like that. Like I could never. I'm the same exact same way.
No, I know you are. Yeah. That's why you're eating fucking hot dogs in Central Park or whatever.
Yeah. Doing
show another one of her talks. Let's see her eating. This is you're just my favorite thing. It's so silly.
I'm actually freaking out. Ugh. I've been chomping on this cheese all day, and my mom just told me that my dad got it for my grandma from like Europe, and he just got home, and I'm actually freaking
out. You're doing what? What are you eating? I told you this is $40 an ounce. Eat cheese sticks, eat cheese something. Don't eat this.
She the devil.
So that was a block of cheese?
Yeah. But it was all fake. It was all for him to say, she the devil.
Oh, I got that.
Yeah, because that was the trending sound on TikTok at the time.
Oh, right.
So everyone thinks I'm like about to get screamed at, and then I'm like, take the phone. And that takes like a few takes. But like my dad loves
he loves to be on
the
it.
Videos. He wanted
it's so fun. It's so fun, the immediacy of like social media now, and you can just make whatever, and people love that. I love the silliness of that.
Yeah.
Have you seen people? I've seen people on TikTok now just eating sticks of butter.
Yes, the carnivores.
Yeah, what's up?
It's the craziest phenomenon.
Have you tried that?
No, but I'll watch them. I love like that is like my entire feed. My entire Instagram feed is like Mormons and carnivores.
Yeah,
and then it thinks because that's just what I'm living for. I'm like, whoa. It's like the craziest shit in the world.
You live what are you learning about the Mormons? Tell me.
Oh, just the tea, it's like in an ironic way, I like to watch how they are. Like it'll be like, why I submit to my husband.
Oh yeah.
Like what? And then it's like God is the one, like he is he leads the house. And I just get them and I'm loving them. So I'm like, that's all I watch. So then it just keeps feeding me more. They think I'm like a Mormon carnivore on my feed.
A Mormon carnivore. I like there's this one Muslim woman I follow on TikTok, and she's like, why you should open your marriage to your husband? He's like, do you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
She's like that one lady.
I've probably seen it.
Yeah. And she's like, I bring my husband women all the time. We choose the women he gets. And then for months, she's been posting these ridiculous videos. And now she finally posted the guy.
Yeah.
Spoiler alert, he ain't that special.
No. Never are.
He's sitting there just like eating nuts, and she's behind him. She's like, this is my husband.
Oh my God, I know. It just clicked who you're talking about. Yes, I can't take it.
I
can't take it.
Can you Google it,
but
Zolo?
I love it.
Can you mind looking for her? It's a Muslim. Can you search TikToks right now? She's like a Muslim woman. I mean, I'd be willing to just pause for a minute for you to search her. Because the one, and then she finally shows the guy, and you're like, this is the guy?
Yeah.
This fucking nut. Yeah. Like, he's so disinterested in her.
No.
She's a Muslim, and she's telling women to open their marriage and bring your husband different women. There she is. That's her. Right, you did it right away. Good job, Zolo. You're no Nadav. That's for fucking sure. That guy knows. Yeah. I mean, just put any of them. There she is. She's like, if you want to be with my husband.
You need to bring more women for your husband. Trust me, the moment you accept this, your life's going to change. Men need more than one woman, and men crave more than one woman. See, the thing is, we don't want to say this to ourselves. We prefer to say, I'm enough. But it has nothing to do with you.
No,
as a
I know.
Matter of fact, when
I
you
know.
Understand this. And understand have this
it. I'm kind of vibing with this, but.
When you understand this, the bond you have with your husband will
don't
be
you get it, Maddie?
Unbreakable. You need to bring more.
Okay. I can't,
right?
But it's like I feel so bad in a way too. Like that I like that she's like, I don't know. Like that's the genuinely, that's the thought process.
That's her jam.
Mm-hmm. What? Different strokes.
But I like how, like, by the way, everyone's saying how it's only men that need multiple women. It's like, bitch, you don't think women want multiple men? Yeah. You don't think that I still have blood in my veins. I look at dudes and you're like, I love to fuck other people.
Yeah, like, go fuck his friends.
Go fuck his friends. Like, what is this myth in society that women are somehow, like, we love being monogamous. It's not a struggle for women to be monogamous at all.
Yeah.
I don't know where this shit came from.
It's sick. I mean, like, he needs to go bring his little squad. She should fuck them all and he'll bring them all home. Like, what is this? Like, doesn't she, like, want that?
No, because she's a holy woman. Yeah. She's saying that she's better than that. Is that her doing stand-up at Gotham? She is not punking all of us.
Oh,
is
my
that
God.
Her?
Had a baby.
That is her.
It's all a joke.
Thank you. Don't worry, I didn't bring her to the club. She's waiting for me in the
Maddie,
car.
Is she punking us? I think we're punked. Easy.
You know what they tell you about having a baby? Sleep when the baby sleeps. You know what they don't tell you about having a baby? The baby only sleeps when you're driving.
No, she's not fucking because she's doing the Muslim lady
does
jokes.
Not sleep. You know, one time
this
she
is a very Muslim-friendly act.
I got so concerned I woke her up.
Yeah, this is so boring. Please, I'm killing myself. Sleep when the baby. You don't have to be funny like that anymore. There's cable. I mean, not cable. There's the internet. You don't have to be. You don't have to be clean anymore.
Wait,
like back
didn't
in the
prank
day.
Us, right?
Bro,
if we just
Josh,
fell for it and talked about it.
Find out if this bitch. Yeah, I'm gonna be fucking pissed. I'm gonna cut this shit out. If she's punking
cut
me,
cut it out.
But I've been following her for like a year now.
We
I feel
can't be this passionate about it. No, but there's multiple women that do it. Like,
yeah,
that do the same thing that are for sure serious. Like even if she's not, she has a crowd.
I follow. The swingers, the polyamorous people. There's like this one woman that's got really long hair. I don't know if you follow her. And
yeah,
she's like,
I do. I don't follow them, but I follow like them on my
same
stuff. Yeah.
And she's like, of course I don't mind if my husband has sex with other people. Yeah. And you're like, yeah, it's totally normal. You should feel really good about that. Crazy bitch.
Oh, God, yeah.
I mean, you have a boyfriend.
Oh, I would.
How long have you guys been together?
2.5 years.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's adorable.
Yeah.
You're just a little puppy in the world.
Yeah, I am. Little.
Do you think you'll get married and stuff?
I mean, yeah, that's like, I mean, I love him. I would love to get married to him.
Aww.
Of course, yeah.
Because you live in Chicago and that's like the Midwest where people get married early and have children.
No, that's not my vibe. No, like Chicago is different than like Midwest. Like,
yes.
Yeah, it's not like, no, not like the 23 baby, like, I mean, of course. No hate to those that have that, but like that's definitely not on the list. Like it's like everyone that I know is very like progressive in that sense of like with their boyfriend.
Right. So Chicago is Chicago and Peoria is like get married at 19. Yeah. No, I know.
Yeah. Like,
which is fine too.
Yeah.
Honestly, because I look at my life and biologically I was supposed to have kids at 19.
That's what all the people say. They're like,
yeah.
You'll get stale. You gotta pop them out.
Yeah,
yeah.
You do get stale and crunchy, and your vag explodes. Mm-hmm. But then again, I think it's better that I had an intact vag.
Yeah.
As long as I did, like I waited until the last minute before I blew it up and blew it out. Like my body was already on the decline because I was about to hit 40. Yeah.
Yeah. Yesterday, like a week ago, I went to the gynecologist, and she's like, "Oh, you got a couple. You got a little hemorrhoid there," and I was like. Yeah, I know. She's like, are you aware? I'm like, yeah. And then she goes, well, it'll be a problem when you have birth because it could get up to the size of a baseball. And I was like, okay. Not giving birth then.
Damn.
She's like, did you know? I'm like, yeah, well, you're down there. Yeah, thanks. Anything else? You got to tell me.
Yeah. Yeah,
so
the hemorrhoids
like
are real.
Slight concern there.
Yeah, can you get them? Can you get it removed? I think you can maybe.
I think you can get them removed, but they just grow right back.
Fuck.
Yeah.
Well, the reason you get the roids is because the weight. Like you, the pregnancy, the weight of your belly, and then when you go to take a shit, like you get constipated, and then you push. But if you, you know, just gotta keep it regs.
No, if I had
a
hemorrhoid the size of a baseball, I couldn't go on.
No, it's too much.
No.
Do you the are you but are you pushing out your bowel movements?
No, it all happened. I got my
all this eating weird shit.
No,
that's how it happened.
No, it happened. Freshman year of high school, my family was on a trip. You know, vacation constipation.
Yeah. Yes, I just had it.
Yeah. So that happened, but then profuse diarrhea. I literally could not get off the toilet. My grandma's like, I want to get you guys like a humble stay. We stayed in like a one bathroom, six people place. I was literally barging in my parents' room all night. And then I'm like, I can't do this anymore. She gives me a pill. I didn't shit for 3 months. Dead ass. Okay, maybe like two. Like maybe a grape here and there. Like a little grape.
That's shit. The worst. Yeah. That's torture.
It was misery. And I remember texting my friends first shit. I was like, I shit. They're like, yes. Like, let's throw a party. Because it was all consuming.
Yeah. Yeah.
That one little pill.
I know you're talking about.
That she gave me.
What did she, to stop you from shitting? Like Imodium or something? Yeah.
No, it was way more intense than that.
Can I tell you, not shitting, because I just went through, I'm so glad we're talking about this. And I had a feeling we'd get there, you and me.
Yeah.
I had to take a Z-Pack for a sinus infection, and it really backed up my browns.
I know it.
2 weeks, dude.
Yeah.
And I was like, and I was stacking with like Metamucil. I was doing the stool softener. I was eating fucking jars of kimchi, Korean food. I learned how to make sundubu on TikTok. Ooh. And
I love Korean food. Yeah. It's my favorite shit ever. Yeah.
So anyway, kimchi, long story short, I took 4 laxatives in Madison, Wisconsin. Oh. Because I was like, it's not working, nothing. No. And I took 4 fucking laxatives and then decided to walk around the city of Madison like a dipshit. Uh-huh. And of course it kicked in.
Yeah.
And I was like, help me. Barely, you know how your asshole knows?
Yeah.
Like your asshole knows when it's close to a toilet. Knows. Yeah. I barely made it to the lobby toilet.
Like walking to TJ Maxx, instant, need to run to the toilet. Like instant. No, I know it. I know it all too well. You ever done an enema?
I'm too afraid.
One of my vacation constipation sufferings, I desperate, tried everything. Yeah. Got an enema, ass naked on the bathroom floor in my family Airbnb. Did it. I was glued. Toilet glued.
Yeah.
For like probably 16 hours.
16 hours?
Yeah, like couldn't get up.
Because you put water into your intestines and then it flushes. Is that how it works?
Yeah, it's either water or like a little laxative in there, like some laxative liquid. And I think if it goes through the ass instead of the mouth, it's like instant.
Yeah, because how the laxatives work is like they create the movement, peristalsis of your intestine. So it like it forces it out. Wow. I was like, dude, this is violence.
Yeah,
violence.
Yeah.
So you like, I like Korean food too. There's Korean people in Chicago.
Yeah. There's some Korean people.
I'm surprised you know that. Most peeps don't. They're not into it. I love kimchi. I love sundubu. I love the bulgogi and the fucking kalbi.
Yeah. Bulgogi. That's like my shit. I eat Korean food like 3 days a week.
Me too.
No.
No way.
We are twins.
Yeah. It keeps you regular.
Keeps you regular.
Yeah.
Is amazing.
It's good for you. The garlic.
Yeah. I love it. I love like a bento box.
Shit. That's fucking off the chain.
Everything. Homie. All the little pickled veggies that they give you.
Fuck.
Cooking your own at a BBQ place.
It's exciting. Yeah. Shit. Have you done a Korean edition of your food things?
I'm guessing I've done a Korean video here and there. I can't. I don't know. It's like, it's hard. I try to stick to the more relatable.
Yeah.
Because like, I don't know how many people actually love Korean food.
You're like, bulgogi edition.
Yeah. Yeah, I know.
Like, you ever put cheese on your kimchi?
I'm like, kimchi with the bulgogi. But it's like, people are like, what the fuck is that? Like, it's like, that's like a niche.
Well, there's this, the Koji van in LA, and they put cheese on kimchi pancakes, and I think it's the devil. Some Asians, Koreans do put cheese on Korean shit. I think it's fucking disgusting.
No, I'm with you.
It doesn't belong.
No cheese.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's weird.
Insane.
It's like weird to put cheese.
Okay, so you like do have boundaries.
Yeah. Oh, major boundary. Yeah. Like I try it, but it is wrong. Like the textures are off.
Oh, get closer to the mic, mommy.
Oh.
Yeah, you can push it towards you. Pull it towards you. Yeah, I agree.
Good.
Are there some food combos that are just illegal?
Yeah, well, since I have a full death nut allergy.
You do?
Yeah.
You just ate, oh my gosh.
Yeah.
That whole box of cookies you just did. That
I have to say I'm allergic to nuts. Like some people comment like, I'm a nut allergy person and I would never eat crumble cookies or whatever because it's like cross-contamination.
Yeah.
But I don't know. I feel like when you ask, it's fine. And I've been deathly allergic to nuts my whole life and I've never, ever once had like a nut.
You're blowing my mind right now because literally all the stuff that you eat is so prone. All the sweet stuff particularly. Mm-hmm. Can I tell you, do you know why you have a nut allergy?
Why?
I love this because I love saying this on this show because this is a mom show.
Yeah.
It was believed in the 90s. This is a group of pediatricians somehow got together and thought that peanut allergies were created by exposing children to peanuts. So they took peanuts away from kids. And that's how you end up with Maddie Getz.
It is. It is. Because I ate my first ever nut when I was 7. The first time I ever ate a nut, it was a chocolate covered cashew. And I was like sketched out by it. I was like.
So you ate it.
Yeah. But I didn't know I was allergic.
Ooh.
Because I had never eaten a nut till I was 7, which is like insane. But I was like, they were like, do you want a chocolate covered cashew? And I'm like, yeah, why not? But I was like in my head, which is so weird. I was like, you shouldn't eat it. Like, I felt like
you
I
knew
shouldn't.
It.
But why? Like, I've never been tested or anything. So I was like, of course I can eat it. Like, why wouldn't I be able to eat this random ass nut? So I ate it, throat closed, flew to the ER. And
flew to the ER.
No, like in the car.
Oh, I thought you meant like a helicopter. To you like, wow,
no, my dad
you guys
like
are rich.
Picked me up, like sprinted. No, no. And we drove to the ER and they did everything and they're like, later I got allergy tested, deathly allergic to every single tree nut.
So do you, do you carry like an EpiPen with you?
Yeah, I'm strapped right now.
What? Yeah. Let me see it.
It's really cool.
No way, I've never met a human being.
I know.
I make fun of you guys, this generation with it. Wow.
I know. My boyfriend will like hold up a cashew and he's like, this could kill you. He's like, or he like wow. Yeah. Like, what a pussy.
What a
like,
pussy.
I just can't eat a little, like a little nut. I'm like, oh.
So, but if you, like, if someone's on an airplane and they open a pack of nuts and, they, and you smell it or the oils?
Yeah, I'm fine. I'm honestly, like, more of a lenient nut allergy person just because, like, I know. My parents, the amount of times they've accidentally given me nuts, like, they'll be like, have some popcorn. I'll be like, you check the ingredients. They're like, no, I forgot. It's like, make, or has almonds or, like, something like that. But it's like, they're not thinking, they're just offering me it. Like, relatives, everyone does it.
Yeah.
But since they weren't like the overarching parents that were like in my classroom, like everything like that made it so I was able to be like, I'm always going to check. I'm always going to see like if someone would offer me a dessert as a kid, I would be like, I'm not hungry. Like I because I also hate being like, I'm allergic. Like, can you check? Like that is the death of my life. Like I genuinely hate that more than anything. I'll deny any food ever before saying I'm allergic.
Oh, it's so embarrassing.
But if I'm with like people that I know, they'll be like, she's just not eating it because of nuts. Like, can you check? Can you call whoever made it and ask? And I'm like, yeah, but it's okay. Like, I can go without it to avoid this conversation that I just despise.
I know.
But yeah.
God, what a, but it's cool though. Like you said that, I mean, when you're really little, gosh, you probably didn't, you're not in charge of your life. But now as a teenager and adult, you have to be vigilant on your own behalf, which is, hello, personal responsibility. It's
exactly. They like were like, you want to sit at the peanut table? Like she has to sit at the peanut table. Like they isolate the kids with the nut allergy at lunch. Like I couldn't sit with my friends. And I was like, no, I'm not sitting at the peanut table. Like I don't care.
The peanut.
I'm sitting with my friends.
Were you alone at the peanut table?
It would have been like with the other 4 kids with peanut allergy.
4 kids?
Or whoever it was. Like
four
that I
kids.
Didn't even know. I was like, fuck no, I'm not sitting at the peanut table. Like, you can't make me.
No, like, this peanut is wild because growing up, there were no motherfuckers that had peanut.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, dude, like, Gen X, that shit did not exist. They created this fucking nonsense.
Yeah.
Poor and attractive people like you, Maddie Getz, have to carry around an insulin pen. Is it insulin?
It's epinephrine. It's like adrenaline.
Epinephrine. Have you actually had to crack that open ever?
Never, but I had a scare in Vegas. I won't tell the story because it's so long, but basically, the people were like, I got Mexican food, which I'm like, that's
There's no nuts.
Thing.
Yeah.
But there was like a green sauce on the top. And I was like, green pistachios. Like it like sketches me out green.
Oh, yeah.
So I'm like, could you check? And he's like, nuts and fajitas? Like, ha. Yeah. And he was like, if you die, don't blame me. Like the waiter like fucking around with me. I'm like, okay, like I'm going to laugh. But 90% of people with a nut allergy would not find that funny at all.
It's terrifying.
Like, it's like, yeah, you might die. But whatever. He was like, you're fine. I'm eating it. Whatever. The manager comes to my table and she's like, are you the one that asked about nuts? I'm like, yeah. She's like, it had pistachios. Can I get you something else? I'm like, oh no, like I'm like I need to go to the ER right now. I'm like, this is like really serious, like whatever. So we call, 2 ambulances show up, like we're causing a scene on the Vegas Strip.
Dang.
I was in shock, like I couldn't speak. I was like, what the fuck, like I'm just waiting to die. I'm like, my throat's gonna close, I'm gonna go into a coma, whatever the hell is supposed to happen. I've never eaten a nut, so I don't know. Nothing's happening. They're like shooting me with every IV, everything. At one point, they're like, her oxygen's down. Like, get her oxygen. And that's when I was like, okay, I'm going out and like, see a world. But whatever, it was like a 10-hour thing, ER, everything. Next day, my mom calls. the restaurant because she was like pissed. She was like going to bitch him out. And they're like, oh yeah, that girl, she was already gone, but it didn't have nuts. We like mistake the two meals.
Are you kidding me?
Yeah. So I was like thinking, wow, maybe I'll be fine if I eat nuts now that I ate it. Yeah. But there was no nuts in it the whole time.
Dang.
Yeah. And we went to the ER. It was like a 10-hour horrible process.
Because some jerk off thought it would be funny.
No. And then she's like, yeah, I mistaked the sauces and I told you there were nuts.
Maddie. Yeah. That's terrible. Yeah.
But that's the only real scare I've ever had. And I didn't even eat nuts. Like, I've never actually eaten a nut.
Good.
Yeah,
well, let's
great.
Never do it. Yeah. And I'm glad you travel with your pen. That's all you really can do. There's great hospitals in Austin, God forbid. I've been, Well, anyway, I'm glad you're still alive. And I'm so pumped for you, and your future is so bright. You're only 23 years old. She's a TikTok phenomenon. Maddie Getz, you have to follow her on TikTok, on Snapchat, apparently. She's the queen of the fucking snaps.
Yeah, snap.
That's Instagram, and then a new podcast. What's it called?
Half Joking Podcast with my brothers.
I love this. I'm so excited for you. I can't wait to see everything you create in the future. Thank you so much for coming to Austin to talk to me. It's been such a pleasure.
Thank you for having me. Yeah, you are the best. Just the most iconic human in the world.
Let's burp together next
time. Yeah, can you do one on command?
I'm ready. There you go.
A woman of many talents.
Thank you guys for watching this. Until next time, stay cool, moms. Bye.
Thanks for having me. Where my mom's, where my mom's at? Where my mom's wearing thongs, hitting bongs at? Raising kids, cleaning shits, need a long nap. Where my mom's, where my mom's, where my mom's at? Where my mom's at podcast with Christina Pee.